In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You please be seated. We're all very mindful this morning of the terrible things that are happening in the Middle East, in Israel and in Palestine at the moment. It's just a huge, challenging problem, and if you're expecting me to preach about it and somehow resolve that problem this morning, I'm afraid I am going to disappoint you. But I'm sure we all continue to hold that part of the world in our prayers, and we pray for an end to the violence, an end to innocent suffering, and for a resolution of that huge, challenging problem. What I am going to speak about springs, as I often do, springs from the Gospel this morning. And the Gospel reminded me about something really important this morning, and that is that the tax return deadline is approaching, and I haven't started to look at any details to submit my tax return this year. Perhaps I'm not the only one who tends to put that sort of thing off until really there is no time left and we have to do it. And I'd be very surprised if many of us here really enjoys paying tax. But actually, of course, paying our taxes is a right and proper thing to do. If we want to live in an ordered, a just, a caring and a safe society, then clearly all those sorts of things need to be funded. The education of children needs to be paid for. Health and social care needs to be paid for. The police and emergency services need to be paid for. Our bins need to be emptied, and we need roads to drive on, and so the list goes on and on. The Jews of Jesus' time lived in an occupied land under an occupying authority, the Romans. And the issue of taxes for them was a very real one. But there were benefits then, as there are now, and we have far more benefits. But we tend not to like paying for them too much. Any political party that suggests raising an extra penny on income tax isn't going to get very far in the polls. We don't like paying for things, but we soon moan when we don't have them. And I believe it's right and proper too, as well as paying our taxes, it's right and proper to pray for those in the public service, those in national and local government, to pray for them and for the wise and good and effective use of tax revenues, among all of the other things that we need to pray for those in public service about. I start with this because often our attention is focused on this side of what the Gospel reading was talking about. Is it right to pay taxes? Jesus was asked. And actually, in Jesus' response, this is not what Jesus was saying primarily. He was asked the question, a hugely difficult one, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees were trying to trip him up and find something in his answer that they could hold against him. But he gave them a superb answer which silenced them completely, those who were trying to catch him out. were hoist by their own petard, as the saying goes. The first half of the answer which Jesus gave is in a way a distraction. But it's the second half of the answer which Jesus gave that we often overlook, and actually is by far the more important part of the answer from Jesus' perspective. Just to remind us, that second part of the answer was, give to God the things that are God's. In the context of the question and the answer, what do we owe? I put that word owe in inverted commas. What do we owe to God? Well, we owe God our very existence, life itself. We owe to God our world and the sustenance that we have through our world, all that we have that comes from the world's resources. We owe to God our salvation and our redemption, as well as our creation and life itself. All of these things then beg a question. What is our response? What is our response to God's love and God's mercy and God's forgiveness? What is our response to God's compassion, to God's help, and to God's guidance? What is our response to the strength that God brings us, to the wisdom that comes from God, to the inspiration that we have from God, and so on and so on and so on? In worldly terms, we pay our taxes in order to receive various benefits. In spiritual terms, there is nothing we can pay in return to God. So what does Jesus mean then when he says, give to God the things that are God's? Well, I'm reminded of some words which I always find very powerful, and the words of that hymn that we've just sung also very powerfully speak about this. But the words I was thinking about when I was preparing this sermon are those well-known words from Christina Rossetti in the hymn In the Bleak Midwinter. What can I give him, poor as I am? What can I give him? Give my heart. And that surely is about the offering of ourselves. And the offering of ourselves is about offering our time and our gifts and, yes, our talents and the resources that we have. Not as a due, not as a tax, not as a payment, not reluctantly like we often pay our taxes, but to offer ourselves freely as an offering of ourselves in love to God. An offering of ourselves in love to God so that God might fill us with God's love, fill us with God's goodness, fill us with God's very presence, so that we might come to know true life in all its fullness. In a little while, we come to the offertory in our Eucharist. And the offertory is a key part of the liturgy and is all about this idea of offering. The offertory isn't just a functional moment in the liturgy where gifts of bread and wine are brought up and we rootle about in our pockets for our pound coins or whatever it is. Well, we sing a hymn because we haven't sung for a while. The offertory in the Eucharist is a key part of the liturgy of our service this morning and every morning. At that point of the service, we've heard God speak through God's word, and we've listened to that and reflected on it. But it is deeply symbolic as the gifts of bread and wine are brought up and presented at the altar. Yes, we present bread and wine, but these are also symbols. Symbols of the offering of ourselves. Our hearts, our minds, our beings. The symbols of us coming and presenting ourselves at the altar of God. And like the blessing which God will give on his bread and wine, we look to God to bless us as we present ourselves before God too. Jesus says in the Gospel today, give to God the things that are God's. All that we have, all that we are, belong to God. May God help us to offer ourselves freely and fully and openly to him. Today in this Eucharist, every time we celebrate the Eucharist, and each and every day of our lives. Amen.